Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Here's Dave and Fionnuala with today's That's the Sound, What's the Story? The top line of this story is that this is the song that will represent us at the Eurovision Song Contest 2025. Emmy, Like a Party. It is a song about a dead Soviet dog that went on a space mission in the 1950s, and the dog did not return, and this song is honouring the dog and hoping that it is having a party in the sky. Whether it'll do well or not, that remains to be seen. However, I do know it is a bop. And it is catchy, even after the first listen. Emmy is Norwegian. One of the songwriters is Irish, so that allows it to be eligible. The woman did not stand in this country until last week. I think most of the people who tuned into the Late Late Show on Friday were somewhat excited about the prospect of this song. However, there were other competitors that wanted to win, like Bobby Arlo. It was the bookies' favourites. It seemed to be the industry favourites, and I personally thought it was going to win. Not that I thought it should win, I thought it was going to win. It did not win. And Bobby, Níl sé sásta.
RTÉ does not cater to people who are not Adeles. So I was never going to win. And I knew that kind of going into it. And that's okay. Some people are Charlie XCX's in a world full of Adeles, and that's fine.
The conspiracy theory started Bobby Arlo, the first out of the block, to say, RTÉ were never going to let me win. Even though they had an international jury, a national jury, and us, the public, who were watching on Friday night, all had our opportunity to vote.
And just the comparison of RTÉ not catering to anyone who isn't Adele, like, I personally just don't really get that as a claim, to be honest. But she's entitled to her opinion, and it is disappointing when you put that level of work into something and it doesn't pay off.
We thought Bobby was the height of drama. Step forward, Samantha Mumba. Samantha Mumba also did not win on Friday night and will not represent Ireland at the Eurovision Song Contest. But last night, Samantha Mumba had some time to reflect on what she thought of the process, it being democratic and all the rest. However, Samantha, instead of levelling out as the weekend went on, Samantha got very bitter and decided to turn her attention to the RTÉ judging panel.
So that being Bambi Thug, who represented us last year and came sixth, Donal Skehan, who I believe had a go at Eurovision before but was now better known as being a TV chef.
The man also has two number one singles under his belt in a band called Industry from the 2000s, so he was brought on for that bit as well. You had Laura Fox from 2FM, and you had Arthur, who is on, best known for Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, Arthur Grunlian. So he is a choreographer, but yeah, has the experience of the judging side of things of being on Dancing with the Stars.
So here is the post from Samantha Mumba on Instagram. Special mention to the panel. Those are the people who we mentioned. Aside from Bambi, who I stan, who not only didn't have the credentials, experience or professionalism required and were unnecessarily rude and vile to all the finalists. My parting gift to them is a bag of aubergine emojis. Aubergine is a vegetable that is of length and of phallic qualities to slowly choke on. So she wants them to choke on a bag of mix. Wild stuff from Samantha Mumba, to put it lightly. And I have the evidence. Donal Skehan thought he was the one who was targeted most. Listen to this and say, is this vile or is this just the truth?
Samantha Mumba, an icon. I think every Euro fan who's here in the audience will agree that it is an honour to have her as part of this competition. I think she is... we grew up with her. She is a phenomenal part of Irish history. And
everything is nice so far from Donal.
I wish the song was stronger because I would love to see Samantha at Eurovision. You know, the song is just the thing that kind of lets it down a little bit because you've got about a minute and 30 seconds before you get that big, powerful Samantha Mumba moment. And I think I wanted to get into it sooner. And, you know, when she gets going, it is incredible. And I think if this did go to Eurovision, there is an opportunity for a revamp that would really bring this to life for Eurovision stage.
I have to fully side with the entirety of the RT panel that was there on Friday night. I think none of them were vile nor cruel. At times, I thought they were a little bit soft on what clearly weren't great performances from some of the acts. I think they were telling the God's honest truth to Samantha Mumba, and I feel she is absolutely bang out of line for going on to Instagram and saying that the panel could eat a bag of mix that she would gift to them. And to double down on it, you have Bobby Arlo, who lost and was bitter, in supporting Samantha Mumba under her Instagram. You had Erica Cody last year, who also lost and then signed a petition for Bambi Thug not to go to Eurovision because of Israel's involvement. She's backing up Samantha Mumba. It is redonkulous, completely.
There are many people who will love an absolutely inconsequential drama, and this is what this is, and that's why we can absolutely analyze it and look at it and take the enjoyment out of it. To go back to Samantha's post, because I do find this very interesting. It was a lengthy post and she started off in such a positive note, thanking all of her team, thanking people for the messages they'd sent. She tagged so many people who were involved in putting the whole thing together. And it's not until the fourth paragraph of the post, you have to scroll down to see it, where she has a go at the panel, who, by the way, when she says special mention to the panel, she has panel in air quotes. I am obsessed with the pettiness. Then, by the way, in the last paragraph, she goes back to thanking the Late Late Show crew and everyone involved. It's all over the place. The use of the word vile is very, very interesting here because you can accuse someone of being rude and maybe not having the credentials. She's entitled to say that. Vile is taking it to a whole new level.
I look at Samantha Mumba lesser than I did on Friday night.
Like, again, when you
I'm judging Samantha Mumba for just how sour that was to people who I thought were genuinely soft on the acts. I think they were nearly too nice to some people.
But is there not something to be said for a great dose of sour grapes?
Ah, yeah.
Because there's too much graciousness in the world sometime. Like, if you're there as a losing nominee and you have to sit there and be all smiley. And you know what? The only thing I regret is that she didn't say all this on the night, because she does say in her post that I would have said this in person, but everyone left the green room before she had the opportunity. That Samantha story is why she didn't say it on Friday night. I just think it would have been so high level entertainment if she had taken that rant to the Eurosong stage on Friday night.
We've had a Kendrick Lamar and Drake beef. Maybe we'll have a Samantha Mumba and a Donal
Skeehan
beef, where he starts releasing diss songs about Samantha Mumba and vice versa. And one of them might end up playing the Super Bowl and winning a load of Grammys, and the other one might be go into insecurity. But in conclusion, this is the song that is going to Eurovision for Ireland, about a dead Russian space dog by a Norwegian woman. How could you not love Eurovision with the drama that has unfolded over the last couple of days?
Hey! Hi. Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.